Today we rejoice in the historical fact of our Lord's triumph, for Jesus, who was put to death on the cross, was buried in the tomb and rose again from the dead on the third day. So today we proclaim a loud hallelujah for his triumph, and know that where Jesus goes, we will follow. As followers of him, he will take us through our death unto eternal life. And we see in these declarations from the epistles of St. Paul and the Easter Canticle woven together in a beautiful way, theological statements that show us the meaning of the fact of the resurrection. And so just the middle one, very powerful phrase for us. Christ being raised from the dead dieth no more. Death hath no more dominion over him. And so today we rejoice that Christ is greater than death. Life himself incarnate is greater than death. And Jesus' triumph he now shares with us. So we too will follow. The Prince of Life in that combat stupendous, the Prince of Life who died reigns immortal. And so we rejoice in that victory of Christ, celebrating today that we, as Christ, as death has no more dominion over Christ, so in him death has no more dominion over us. We see the promise of God that he wills the salvation of all men. And he said, and then we hear the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, who says, "So God loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, to the end that all that believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." So that gift is given to us. Let us receive it with glad hearts in a new way on this Easter day and follow Christ, who is deathless. We see also the next phrase, "For since by man came death," or rather, "For in that he died unto sin once, but in that he liveth unto God." So listen closely. "For in that he died unto sin once, but in that he liveth unto God." Here is the pattern that Jesus will show us. Conceived in Mary's womb, lives the perfect life, suffers for our sins, dies upon the cross, rests in the tomb on the Sabbath day, on the first day of the week, rises again from the dead, never to die again. So he dies once, is resurrected, never to die again. And that is the pattern that we too will follow. So it is not cyclical. It's not life, then death, then rebirth, then life, then death, then rebirth, then life, then death, and rebirth. It is not a cyclical pattern here. It is linear. God has given to us our conception and also our rebirth in Christ through our conversion, through our acceptance of the gospel by faith and our participation in the life of Christ through the sacraments of the church. We are now regenerated, blessed by this. We live our life with Christ. We too will die once, and then Christ will raise us up from the dead, never to die again. That is the pattern. And so we look forward to that. We look forward to the glorious resurrection, which is a reality that no man can truly imagine. What is the splendor? So in a way, we have to think beyond how our culture will normally teach us to think about our life. So often it shows us, or will try and convince us, that we live our life and then it becomes a series of diminishing returns and then we blink out. And that's it. But no, Christ has come among us to show us the greater life, that life is greater than death. And when we follow him, that we have the hope of a glorious resurrection. So now we expand the vista way beyond what man would have in mind. We expand the vista way beyond death into a life that never ends. Recently, I had the gift of taking two Irish people with Chrissy. We took two friends from Ireland to the Grand Canyon. It's always a blast to do that, to take them because of the wide open spaces and then the magnificent vista at the Grand Canyon. And I tell you, it's visiting again, you know, maybe 7 or 8 times for me, there is still that awesomeness of the canyon. You see little slivers of it through the pine tree, the ponderosa pine on the Kaibab, on the Colorado Plateau in the National Forest, Kaibab National Forest. But then those little glimpses as you come, you know, to the trail and then you step out to the edge, the whole scene opens up. You have to kind of recalibrate what is big when you come to that space. You can't take the whole canyon in one view. You have to look this way and see part of it this way. It's 177 miles long. You can't absorb that all in one glance. 80 miles wide in some parts, a mile deep. It's vast. It's bigger than Rhode Island. So here is this space opening up. You have to, again, recalibrate. Easter Day invites us to open up our hearts and minds to see what God has done for us in Christ. A life that never ends. A life that is opening out into the infinity of God. And so today we celebrate that. Christ died once. We will die once. Then the life that never ends. So we live this life to its full and then enter into the greater life. Likewise, reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Now the life with Christ begins now. We don't wait around and then finally have a life with him in heaven. No, it begins now. It is communion right now. Communion with the Holy. Holy communion right now. We enter through the means of grace into this union with Christ. By his indwelling, he lives in us. We live in him. By that union, we now have a sanctified life, a life of beauty and grace, of nobility and truth that is given to us by the one, the Lord of life, who indwells us. And so that time of sanctification itself has its own beauty. And so let us rejoice in that. The new life begins now. Christ, who came to give us greater life, let us enter into that in a new way on this Easter day and rejoice in what God has given to us, partaking of the one who said, I am the bread of life, partaking of that bread of life, living by his life, the sanctified life, and then preparing through this life for the joys that never end. This life itself with Christ, the beginning of heaven. St. Catherine of Siena, all the way to heaven is heaven, because Jesus said, I am the way. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.